Well, if you're a shareholder, you might have been wincing a little today as the Australian stock market slipped further following big losses in the United States. Indeed, the whole region saw falls. Japan, Korea and China were all down too. The slide started yesterday with combined losses on the Australian market reaching about $90 billion in 2 days. Now, traders and investors are trying to figure out if this is the start of a major crash or a healthy market correction. Independent market watcher Evan Lucas has been watching it all. Evan Lucas, what do you think? Major crash or a correction?
Good afternoon, Linda. It's a correction in terms of where we currently sit. It's a crash, if you benefited from each way. You need to also look at it from what it is compared to what we've seen in the post-GFC era, unlike probably back in 2008-09, which was a macroeconomic issue coming out of the US and Europe, or 2011 and 12, which was a European sort of macro issue and also geopolitics that we've seen over the years. This is different. This is more around market pricing, market differentials, and the fact that you're now looking at interest rates looking pretty expensive in the US in terms of what they're actually being charged on funding. They're also what we call the risk-free rate, so the return you get from just holding a US 10-year Treasury bond looking much more attractive than the fact that US markets particularly have now got to a price point that would probably be considered quite expensive.
So that sounds like technicalities, but an essentially robust global economy within which this can shake down? Is that what you're saying?
Partly. I mean, look, if you look at the underlying fundamentals, so look at the US, look at the economy globally, it's actually expanding. So part of what triggered this on Friday night over in the US and what we picked up on Monday and also today was around the fact that the US jobs market is very, very strong. They're actually seeing wage growth at the highest level that they've seen in the post-GFC world at around about almost just shy of 3%, which suggests that inflation is coming, and therefore it brings into sort of sharp focus their central bank, which is the Federal Reserve, and the probability of them raising rates. Now, they've told us that they were going to raise rates in 2018 by 3 times currently. The market, however, has not really believed that they would be able to do this because inflation wasn't materialising. However, now the data is suggesting it is, and people were scrambling to cover the idea that rates will go up in the US and therefore interest rates, mortgage rates, et cetera, will also increase. So the market pricing has done that, and that should be, normal trading. You've got to remember that whenever this was going to happen, stock markets have been on a tear now for 5 years. The US market was up 72% in 5 years. It's 40% in the last 2 years. That when it sort of came, it was, it was always going to be a little bit like this. And we've got to put in perspective that what is realistically just shy of 7% decline in the US, and it's about 5.5% here in Australia, is not that big compared to what has been happening quite steadily over the last 2 years particularly.
Okay, so would you go so far as to rule out a crash?
Again, put it this way. We are down 5.5%. A correction, a technical correction in markets is 10%. There is nothing wrong with seeing a 10% correction. In fact, it would be healthy. It would give the ability for some fresh air, some fresh money coming into the markets. A lot of people argue that it's been too expensive to actually get back into it. A crash in sort of what you're saying sounds like a bear market. Bear market would see a 20% decline in markets. Are we going to see that? Look, you can't write it off, but as I said, the difference this time is that the economics globally is very, very positive. We know that from the US to Europe to even here in Australia, we've seen a very, very good year in employment. We've seen a very good year in our growth numbers last year. So all of that suggests that although we are seeing markets move, there are parts that are doing okay and the overall economy is good. You've got to look through the very intraday moving of what has been 48 hours of trading and look to what has actually been going on in the past and what looks like going to be a pretty still reasonable 2018 considering the outlook in the economic world.
Thank you very much, Evan Lucas, independent market watcher Evan Lucas with a view of the markets. We'll see what happens tomorrow.